This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. Now that a Sunday deadline arrived for military coup leaders in Niger to restore the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, analysts continue to warn of the consequences if the ECOWAS decides to intervene militarily as promised. We get more from VOA's Timothy Obiezu.
Samson Itodo is the executive director of the nonprofit civil society organization Yaga Africa.
ECOWAS needs to spend time to exhaust every other means before launching an attack in Niger, because there will be collateral damage one way or the other. Yes, people may be jubilating, and the reason why they are doing so, they are in search of an alternative, and the military is definitely not the alternative.
On Friday, Nigerian lawmakers said they would soon deliberate on the president's note seeking approval for more measures, including military deployment. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Nigeria.
Russian airstrikes hit a blood transfusion center in the town of Kupiansk in the eastern Kharkiv region late Saturday.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky reported on his Telegram social media channel, there are dead and wounded. Kupiansk is a railway hub within 16 kilometers of the front lines. Zelensky said rescue workers were extinguishing a fire at the scene and described the strike as a war crime. He did not say how many people were killed or wounded. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians in its full-scale invasion that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and destroyed cities. The president's report could not be independently verified. Earlier, Russia vowed retaliatory strikes for Ukraine drone attacks against two Russian ships within 24 hours in the Black Sea. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some 30 countries, excluding Russia, have been invited to attend a meeting happening over the weekend in Saudi Arabia to discuss Russia's war on Ukraine and efforts to chart a path toward peace. We get more from VOA's Dale Gavlik.
Senior officials from some 40 countries, including the U.S., China, and India, are in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to discuss peace principles aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Russia did not attend the talks. China, which did not attend previous talks in Copenhagen in June, has kept close economic and diplomatic ties with Russia, rejecting international calls to condemn Moscow. Ukraine sought to build a broader consensus beyond its Western backers to include countries from the global south, as well as those considered neutral or even allies of Russia. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky hopes a peace summit of world leaders will result this autumn in the endorsement of peace principles based on his 10-point peace formula. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman, Jordan.
An earthquake in eastern China before dawn knocked down houses and injured at least 10 people. But no deaths reported. The China Earthquake Network Center says the magnitude 5.5 quake near the city of Dizhou, about 300 kilometers south of Beijing, at 2:33 a.m. The U.S. Geological Survey put the tremors at strength at magnitude 5.4. The chief prosecutor investigating the boat crash that killed an American publisher says a skipper of the motorboat could face charges of manslaughter. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with more details.
The motorboat collided with a chartered sailboat where some 70 guests aboard were enjoying a wedding reception. Adrienne Vaughan died and her husband and the skipper of the rented motorboat injured in the accident on Thursday afternoon. No charges have been filed against the skipper yet, and the probe is still ongoing. The chief prosecutor, Giuseppe Borelli, says when the crash happened, Vaughan was sunning herself on the bow of the boat. The prosecutor adds blood samples were taken from the skipper, but for now the results were inconclusive. He adds more evaluations needed to determine the incidence of the levels on the ability of the subject to pilot the boat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An estimated 1.5 million people packed the Riverside Park in Portugal's capital Saturday, braving the relentless scorching sun for hours of an evening prayer with the service of Pope Francis. A new venue created for the event covers 100 hectares and has no shade or structures. Some participants had to wait up to 20 minutes to refill their water bottles as temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.